This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And we're not alone, are we, Robbie? I mean, we haven't been the whole show, really, have we?
No. I've forgotten what it's like to be in this studio just with you.
I know. This has been, there's so much going on that this has been a show that has been chock-a-block.
But haven't they all been fantastic guests?
It has. And we've had some really good conversations, amazing singing.
The beautiful live lounge, yeah.
Absolutely. He loves his live lounge. Just for you every single time. But now it's time to take things up a notch in another direction, and we're going to get our globe on. Oh, that sounded weird said that way. Joining us now in the studio is the lovely Meg. Hello from Globe. How are you?
Hi, boys. I'm good. How are you?
Very, very good. Now, for those that don't know, and I get this wrong every time, so it's a great way to start, Globe is the gay and lesbian organisation and business.
Enterprise. Yeah.
And is a great thing that we have in our community. They do the Globe Awards. I have won one. and so much more, creating networking and opportunities for connections within our communities in a different way.
Yeah.
I don't know why it took me so long to get that out, but it did. I should have written it down. And one of the things we want to talk about today is the next event that's coming up for Globe. Yes. So tell us about that. It's Globe's focus on LGBT writing.
It is. Well, it is and it isn't. So the event series is new to Globe. It's a quarterly event series, and it's really come about because if you've ever been to the Globe monthly networking, you'll know that it's predominantly men that are there. It tends to be about 100, 150 men and maybe 15 to 20 women. So the event is about still having that networking component, an opportunity to meet some new people and talk about your careers or just talk about your life even, but a little bit different to networking. We always have a discussion component and an entertainment component. So it's something a little bit different that we're trialing, and hopefully it's hopefully our community responds really well and we see some new people coming to Globe events and being a part of what we do.
Look, as someone that's been to many Globe events over the years and always worn a tank top, which has been a huge issue for some people, but that's what I wear to work. It is great that there's an effort being made to focus in other directions within our communities, because you're right, there has been a lot of times where it's just been a whole lot of men in the room networking and or talking over people, and you know, that's just the way in which it's kind of gone. So it's really important for us to take this time and energy to focus things differently, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think like workplaces are changing and careers are changing. I mean, this topic about focusing on people in print, it kind of came about because even if you look at people who work in writing, that has changed so much in the last 10 years.
Last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, it really is something that's taken very, and especially for our communities, as a writer as well, like for our communities, the narrative has changed, the way we display and produce things has changed, and it really does have an effect on how we're seen and how you want to be seen.
Yeah, and we have more sort of queer journalists and people talking about queer issues in newspapers and on blogs and in poetry and in books, more so than ever before. So it was a nice opportunity to, it's going to be about these people's careers and their development and how they came from A to the point that they're at now, but still with that really sort of LGBT slant, because I think if we're talking about careers and we limit it to people that work in offices or people that wear a suit to work, I mean, that's just not what workplaces look and feel like anymore.
Well, that's the funny thing. Like, I do tell that funny story. Like, I made a joke about wearing a tank top. But for me, you know, I'm never one wearing a suit. I wear a suit to funerals or weddings, and only when it's insisted upon. And my work attire is very casual. And it was funny. There were many times where I would go to the Globe networking events, and sometimes it would be to just go and take photos of everyone that was there. Sometimes it was there to kind of connect with people and see what was going on. But I was very much dressed as I am, as I work. And one time someone actually said, hey, he's wearing a tank top, and they were in their suit coming straight from work and was like, you know, he should at least be wearing a jacket or a shirt.
Did they not know who you were?
And that was, well, what was great, not making it about me, but what was great is that was actually what the president at the time said. Like, that's his work attire, and that should be okay. And it's great that it's not just expanding what our communities need to hear and need to see, but also what our workplaces are.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
That's a really important thing as well.
Yeah, and we have a lot of people that come to the events that are freelancers, or they work from home, or they work in communal office spaces. So their work attire and their work-life balance and the way that they work is changing as well. So it's really just like a, it's a really nice period of change for Globe, and it's a nice opportunity for me to come in and say, hi guys, I want to do this. I want to reach out to different people and have a space to do that, and hopefully it goes well.
So you know what I think is really great as well, because what networking events used to be in the past is, you know, you would walk in, you would grab yourself a bevy, and then as you would walk towards someone, they would hand you a business card. Like, before they'd even say hello, you'd be given a person's business card, and it's like, here's who I am, here's what I do. And it's really great to see what networking is and should be really changing and evolving, especially for our communities. I find that really exciting.
Yeah, definitely. And I think people don't just network on the basis of like, I'm in this job, how do I get to this job?
Yeah, it really, I have a need.
Yeah, exactly. Or I have a job I'm looking to fill. It. I think it's also more about people being more connected than they ever have been before. If you look at like someone's LinkedIn profile, it's not just tied to their industry. It's tied to all of the people that they've met in the peripheral industries, and when they've gone to workshops and they've met people in areas where they might want to go to, or they might have an interest. It's just different now.
Well,
so Robbie, did you want to get a word in?
We have that problem often, and I can't always take responsibility.
Thank you, Meg. I appreciate the shout out. No, I am. That is, of course, that. But there is this exciting event coming up on the February the 1st. Yep. Globe, the first in the Globe, focuses on series. So, what can people expect from this event?
So, it's actually the second. We had the first one in September last year, and that was about queer leaders who work and make safe spaces. So we had the lovely Joe Ball, we had Emily Scott from Out for Australia, and we had Delcy from Unicorns talking about what they did. It was a fantastic event. Wonderful. So I got a leash to do it all over again.
I was about to say, one of them speaking would have been great. All three is fantastic.
It was wild. It was such a good combination. It turned out that they all had known each other through different connections outside of the event. So that was a nice discovery on the night. So the event will run similar to that, where there's a panel discussion between three writers, but they're authors, they're journalists, and they're poets, and they all have very different backgrounds. We talk for 45 minutes, maybe an hour, about how they came to write, why they choose that, and also just their like backgrounds and their experiences and how that informs what they write about, and the issues that are important to them. And I think that there's going to be points in that everyone in the room can relate to.
Absolutely.
Feelings that they have had, and they've gone, oh, I've never thought about that way, or I've never written that down, but I know what that's like. It's not just about their queer experiences. It's also about their heritages and their faiths and their ages and all of those kinds of things. And then afterwards, we've got Bridie Dawson from Ladyhood.
Wonderful.
Doing this amazing acoustic set. It's a Friday night. We may as well relax afterwards and get to know some new people. So I think it will be nice.
I think this is a really great and different way to engage, and I think it's really exciting.
I hope so.
Sounds absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming and chatting with us today and just sharing what this is about, because I think it's great for everyone to hear. Mm. It's one thing to look at a post online and go, okay, well, it's this and there you go. But to hear, you know, the changes that are being made within the event and what that means and how you can be a part of it. So if you want to know more, you can just head to the Globe Melbourne website. That's globemelbourne.com.au. And in the events page, it's right there.
Yeah.
Focuses on women section. Now, you don't have to be a woman to attend.
No, definitely not. It's open to everyone.
And I think it's really important, if you're not a woman, to attend and to look at things from another perspective, especially within the business world. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming
and joining
us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dee.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.